From the 316 Healthcare Credit Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, September 24th. Well, despite winning four of their last five games, the Braves entering the series that begins tonight staring at a two-game deficit in the National League wildcard standings. They play the next three games against one of those teams ahead of them, and anything less than a sweep of the Mets will prevent them from controlling their own destiny heading into the final weekend of the 2024 season. Braves continue to play without key contributors Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, and Spencer Strider, who are all done for the regular season. The Mets, though, are missing a key player in Francisco Lindor. If the Mets win at least two games, they'll clinch one of the two remaining wild card berths in Atlanta. If they win at least one game, they'll retain control of their own destiny heading into their final three games of the regular season in Milwaukee. Tonight's game begins at 7:20. Pitching matchup is Severino versus Schwellenbach. University of West Georgia football team coming off a bye week. Coach Joel Taylor says it came just at the right time.
I think when we came out the block, we had a lot of success by winning that football game versus Sanford. That told everybody in the nation that we can play at this level. And then we played Abilene tough, and then we lost to Eastern Kentucky, and both were winnable games for us. But we got a chance to actually see those games, see ourselves, learn from our mistakes, and now go practice those things for 2 weeks to get ready for the next opponent.
That next opponent, old rival, the North Alabama Lions, who traveled to Carrollton Saturday for the first time since 2017. Wolves host the Lions at 2 o'clock at University Stadium. Carrollton High School is honoring its senior softball players as the Trojans take on Westlake at home today at 5:30. The pregame recognition will begin at 5:15. We'll celebrate senior team members for their contributions on and off the field. Family, friends, and fans invited to support the team and commemorate this night for the senior athletes. Other Trojans sports on the calendar for today. The esports team playing chess at 4 o'clock. Junior varsity volleyball at Douglas County at 5:30. And varsity volleyball takes on Douglas County at 5:30. And then Alexander at 6:30. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Graddock Sports or visit us at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.